This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Tulips and daffodils are lovely, but oh, there's so many other bulbs to plant. From early blooming crocus to fragrant hyacinth and late blooming alliums, I love the look of spring lawns dotted with naturalized bulbs. Before the mowing season, there are some little delights. An early spring crocus includes blue pearl. White Flower Farm says the blue is pale and opalescent, giving way to pure white at the edges. It grows 2 to 4 inches tall. Its subtle beauty would look gorgeous with sky of blue iris, which grows to 15 inches. Irises aren't much for naturalizing, but throw some sky of blue in with these crocuses for some extra pop in areas you won't be mowing. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. Of course, what sets off blue? Its complementary color of yellow. Toss in some EP Bowls, a 6-inch crocus in very early spring. Toss it up with some anemones. There are many varieties. Some of them do not like our coldest zones. However, you'll find some that dig zone 4. Bluestone Perennials offers their Blanda Mix. It's white and purple daisy-like flowers on 5-inch stems. For fragrance, go for hyacinth, also known as muscari. Hyacinth range from white to varying shades of blue and pink. There's also a creamy yellow from Longfield Gardens. Most grow up to around 10 inches tall. Alliums are fabulous late spring bloomers. Colors range between white and bluish purple. Their heights vary, and so do the style of flowers. Yeah, they're all globes, but check out some of the variations I have on gardenbite.com. I have a bulb planting guide on my website as well that covers what depth to plant all of these types of bulbs, corms, and rhizomes. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.